brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends, as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, broadcasting worldwide from FEMA Region 6 of Occupied America. Banker, Occupied America. We are talking about how you know how you really beat the globalists is you get yourself healthy so that you don't become a victim of the Fukushima radiation that now threatens us all and could be released at any time. The winds would blow it all across North America within 10 days. They would hit Alaska in as little as 5 days. This is a very serious threat to us. In fact, if you want to beat the globalists, stop eating their junk food. Stop eating their chemicals. Get healthy so that you can not be a victim of the medical industry and the psychiatric drug industry and have to use antibiotics or get superbugs in the hospitals. You can be you can achieve victory. You can be a patriot. You can be a leader in your life by turning to nutrition. I want to show you some of the nutritional products. They got a shot right here of this is what Alex and Aaron are drinking, Tangy Tangerine. This is what I drink right here. People ask me, what is that stuff? That's actually Living Fuel is what that is. That's at livingfuel.com. The Mahdi Feeland here on top of the Tangy Tangerine. You guys can pan up perhaps and get there. You go. That is at the InfoWars store, the brown seaweed extract. Went out and bought this at HEB, just some fresh juice right there. Some fresh juice. Yeah, what is that juice? It's a veggie juice. It's a combination of carrots, celery, beets, and tomatoes. Beets protect you big time. And all the minerals and all these supplements, all these products, these are highly protective of the human body. These keep you safe. Dr. Saputo, your comments on nutritional victory in America.
Well, Steve, Mike, you're doing a great job here that no one else is much doing on natural news and, of course, on this show. You're spreading information that the American public needs to know, and it's not being popularized. The press is hiding a lot of this stuff. I don't know if they want us to be sick or what, but I think a lot of it has to do with just the money that's in the industry that gives us fast foods and foods that are nutritionally deficient. So I want to thank you so much for what you're doing here, because it's the education that makes the change possible. You know, how we spend our money has a big effect on what businesses are going to come and be popular, because money talks. So we have a tremendous amount of power just in the way we spend our dollars. And I think the nutrition that we're eating in this country in the standard American diet is exactly that. It's SAD for sad.
Yeah.
When the USDA did studies on tens of thousands of people and looked at the malnutrition in this country, even though we're overweight, it's stunning because we get calories but no nutrition.
But this is what's so cool about the InfoWars team. They are into nutrition. Alex Jones gets it. One of their key sponsors was Enerfood, or continues to be Enerfood. Can we get a canister of Enerfood out here just to show that? Alex is on Tangy Tangerine, and Aaron Dykes had a massive, incredible weight loss and health recovery on that product, which is high in minerals. I practice nutrition. You know, a lot of InfoWars listeners don't realize I used to be borderline obese, borderline diabetic, type 2. I was hypoglycemic. I suffered from chronic pain. Dr. Saputo, you went through your own health crisis. You got healthy with nutrition. Tell us about that.
I almost died about 8 months ago. I was having a hip replaced. You know, I'm a tennis player and I couldn't walk anymore. So I had it replaced with a hip resurfacing, and unfortunately trusted that everything that the doctors were doing was safe. And of course, it turned out not to be, because I got poisoned by the cobalt that's in the hip replacement. And that led to my just being as sick as I've ever seen anybody. And I did my last will. I made peace with God, and I thought I was done. And I couldn't get my doctors to understand what was going on, because this was such a new concept. And so what we did is finally convince somebody to put in a new hip, which made all the difference in the world about stopping the cobalt poisoning. So I'm doing well now, and a lot of it has been about eating the right foods, exercising intelligently, getting the right amount of sleep, all the lifestyle
stuff. All right, well said. Stay with us, Dr. Saputo. More on the other side of this break. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, there is a war on for your mind, but you can be a victor in that war. And we have been talking about how to achieve victory in the war on your nutrition and on your body, and also how to protect yourself from radiation that could be headed our way if things go wrong in Fukushima. I want to make this point, and we continue to be joined by Dr. Len Saputo, who is a holistic nutritionist and healing doctor who's given us a lot of great information. He's going to continue with us. If you want to foul up the globalist plans, stop buying globalist food. Stop buying globalist chemicals. Obviously, you know about Monsanto, but did you know that the second largest GMO seed company in America is DuPont? How many DuPont products are you buying? Did you know that Tyson Chicken is really a big corporate factory farm? Are you still buying Tyson Chicken? Have you looked at the campaign contributions of Tyson Chicken and who they donate to? Ever looked at that? If you buy aspartame, if you buy GMOs, if you buy factory meat, not the free-range stuff, the good stuff, but the factory meat, these factory-produced foods, you are supporting globalist corporations. You're supporting the globalist agenda. So one of the most powerful ways to fight back is to deny revenues to those companies. And at the same time, by shifting what you buy in terms of your diet and your health, you'll be protecting your body and your family from radiation and from cancer and from heart disease and from degenerative Alzheimer's disease, from all these disorders. You win against the globalists and you save your life at the same time by turning to nutrition. It's that powerful. Dr. Saputo, your thoughts on the subject. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we take a lot of these things for granted, and we forget about how much power we have. The power of our dollar and how we spend our money is fantastic. And there's a lot that we can do to change what manufacturers are gonna sell. They will only produce products that they think that you'll be silly enough to buy if they're not any good. But if you're smart and you're listening to what Mike is telling us here, there's a lot we can do. I mean, even the business about water, you know, I was listening to a commercial and they were talking about a water filtration system. How important would that be if there's a nuclear disaster? It'd be tremendous because it filters out the cesium, okay, that's in particulate form, so that you wouldn't have that in the water you're drinking. And that's, of course, one of the commonest ways that we get poisoned by the radiation that's fallout.
That's right.
So you're right. What a good point.
Well, and part of me wonders, too, if the feet dragging on the part of the U.S. government and the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which could solve this problem. They've got the funds, as Arne Gunderson told us in the last hour. They could solve this problem in Japan. Why aren't they doing so? Maybe they want a nuclear catastrophe in America. Maybe they want the population poisoned. I mean, look at the vaccines. Look at the fluoride. Look at the GMOs and the collusion between the Obama administration, the USDA, and Monsanto. Look at that. It's like they are literally trying to kill Americans. They probably welcome Fukushima going into another dirty bomb outburst, another plume of radioactivity. They probably welcome mass death across America. And the only way that you can protect yourself from that death agenda, which is part of Agenda 21, let's just be honest about it, is to get healthy and make your body immune to those, or not immune, but better protected against those things. Go ahead.
You're so right. I mean, if you take all those factors into consideration, it becomes obvious that there's a pattern that's forming here. There's a picture that's being painted. There's a puzzle that's being put together. And you're seeing all these things that are not good for us. And you'd like to think it's just about economics. And some of it certainly is, because America is an economy. It's not a democracy anymore. It's corporate America that's running Congress. And you're all right about that. So what do you do? Is you have to take responsibility yourself, like you're saying, and make the right choices. So I'm on board with you there, Mike.
Hey, are you willing to share your age with people? Because you look healthy, you sound healthy. I know how old you are because you told me the other day. I think people would be surprised. You want to go public with that?
You bet. I'm 72 years young, and I'm still playing competitive tennis. You know, you 50-year-olds that aren't tournament players, you better watch out. It really is good to be healthy and to be vibrant and to get engaged in something that keeps you having a purpose in your life. If you do all those things, you're not going to get old. Your mind's going to stay young. Your body's going to stay young. I love life, and all the things that we're doing in our life here is so busy. It's more than when I was 20 years old. But it's great.
Well, wow. You deserve a lot of credit for that. Let's shift gears here, though, okay, and talk about the CDC and the researching of bioweapons and even what I call weaponized vaccines. I don't know if you agree with that term. What do you think about the CDC, the Centers for Disease Contradiction?
And you're right. I mean, we should just get rid of it. It's like the FDA. When they stop serving the people and they're serving private interest and there's conflict of interest all over the place, you have to get rid of it. Except that's not what's happening. In fact, it's not happening in a lot of areas where that needs to happen in this country. I mean, in my view, we should be voting out all the incumbents because we can't trust them. I mean, I would start over from scratch. And I don't know how much of it's just a conspiracy, but a lot of it is pointing that way big time. But we have to wake up as individual people and start taking responsibility ourselves for some of the things we're seeing. No, the CDC is a disgrace to humanity. I mean, look at Julie Gabbardine. We mentioned that on your show last time.
Mrs. Gabbardine?
Yes. Dr. Gabbardine is working now for who? Merck. And what does she do? She runs their vaccine department, probably making a ton of money. Why? Because she did all the things she did to support the dumbass swine flu. Hello. About a scam.
No, let's be clear about this. Dr. Gabbardine was the head of the CDC. She hyped up the scare story of the false pandemic of the swine flu, and then she was rewarded with a top position in the multinational firm Merck running their international vaccine division.
Yeah, business is business, Mike, right?
Well, of course it is. The CDC exists today to just scare everybody into thinking they have these diseases. Like we covered the whooping cough earlier. There's another outbreak of whooping cough. They don't tell you that it's the kids that got vaccinated that have the outbreak. Those are the ones more vulnerable to whooping cough.
Well, it makes you wonder who they're serving, because it certainly isn't the American public. I mean, there's so much money and conflict of interest involved here. And there's a conspiracy stuff, too. You know, we don't like to think in terms of conspiracies, particularly as doctors. We don't. But it's kind of hard to ignore it when you see all these things happening that are painting this picture, this puzzle that we're seeing. It's frightening.
Well, the conspiracy in some people's mind, that's a dirty word for some reason. Like, what, two people never got together in a room and planned something? That's a conspiracy. That's called a meeting of the board at every major corporation in America. It's always a conspiracy. Are you kidding me?
It's global. And you look at some of the bigger organizations, you know, Alex was talking about the Bilderberg stuff. Holy smoke. I mean, we plug up our ears and close our eyes and say, this is America. That can't be happening. But guess what, folks? This stuff is out there and it's happening.
Yeah.
And we're asleep at the wheel.
Okay, let's talk about false flag attacks, possibly using bioweapons. I want your professional expert opinion on this.
All right.
The conjecture on this has been that in terms of the next false flag attack, it's got to be big, bigger than 9/11, bigger than Oklahoma City. It's got to be huge in order for them to grab more power. Some people speculate it might be a dirty bomb nuclear type of event. Other people speculate it might be a bioweapons release. My question to you, Dr. Saputo, is do you believe that there is bioweapons research taking place in America today that could be used either in good hands or bad hands against the American people to drastically reduce the population?
Well, we know that's happening. That's no secret. I mean, they're perfecting all kinds of biological weapons that can be used that cause disease, and it's like they're doing it anyway. It's like making a pandemic virus like they did in 1918 and replicating that, or making it even worse to use as bio warfare. Of course, that could be a problem, and it shouldn't even be. I mean, if people think that way, what are they thinking? I mean, it's like
they're anti-humanists. They are death merchants. They are straight from hell, if you don't mind me using that term. I mean, they worship death.
Well, I'm beginning to think that. You know, I guess I've had kind of a comfortable life not thinking too much about that, because I've just been involved in my work and in my sport and in my family. And you don't like to think about things like that, but it gets to a point where you see enough of it, you have to be silly, you have to ignore it, you have to almost close your eyes and ears, because it's all over the place around us. And if you don't put the pieces of the puzzle together, you're just being silly.
Well, that's exactly what we are doing right here. We're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That's why I appreciate you joining us. But yeah, a lot of people do live in total denial. The denial is the worst epidemic in America. It should be called, American denial disease, ADD. Probably have a psychiatric drug for that, you know.
We don't want to think about that, because it seems like it's unthinkable. And yet when you see what's happening in this country, you know, we spend all this money on Goldman Sachs. We spend money on wars, and we know how the economy is built. And then we see people on the streets of our major cities that are homeless, that are vets from previous wars or have psychiatric disorders because of things that have happened, and we don't come to their rescue. What kind of a humanity are we turning into? We have to start taking care of ourselves.
You've nailed it.
Ourselves.
You've nailed it. That is the question. We've got to have a future in humanity where we have a philosophical foundation, a religious foundation, a spiritual foundation that respects life, that respects fellow human beings. We've got to have morals and ethics. We have technology and science without ethics. We've got GMOs without wisdom. We have bullets and bombs and nukes that can kill people, but we don't have consciousness.
Yeah, well, see, we haven't evolved. What we have done is have revolution after revolution, because we get sick and tired of the system that's in power. We have a revolution, new people come into power, and they do the same damn thing that the one before did. And how are you going to ever make a change? You have to evolve to a higher level of consciousness. It was Einstein who said you can't solve a problem at the same level at which it was created.
Right.
So you have to evolve to another level to do it in a different way. And if you do that, you evolve instead of revolve. And that's a concept that is the biggest one, because that's where we're lacking. And we don't realize that we have the power.
Yeah.
Each individual has the power, but we're sitting on our fat butts going, oh, what the heck is happening? Oh, I don't believe this. Oh, no, there are no conspiracies. Oh, no, trust the CDC and the FDA. Come on, wake up, America.
You know, I think this is the key difference. You and I, people like us, we want education. We want knowledge and awareness. Obama and his minions want re-education in a camp.
Well, that's what's version. Happening. It looks like that's happening. It's frightening.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Saputo. We're out of time. Any last thoughts?
Hey, yeah, keep up the good work, Mike. If anybody's interested in learning about the information we've been talking about that has to do with how to protect yourself against radiation, go to the website at drsaluta.com.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today, the editor of naturalnews.com, a frequent contributor to infowars.com in terms of articles, and of course filling in here from time to time on the show, which is always a very fun thing to do because we have amazing guests. I brought some interesting books and products for you just to show you some of what's out there and give you some commentary on it. One book is called One Nation Under Arrest. This is really good reading. This talks about the total criminalization of America and how these laws are being used and abused in terms of making innocent people look like criminals. So that's a great book. It's got an intro by Edwin Meese III. Wow. Not sure if he belongs in that book. But in any case, it's a good book. The next book is by Joe Nobody, who's been a guest here on the Alex Jones Show. It's called Holding Their Own 2. This is the sequel to his very popular fiction novel, Holding Their Own. The cool thing about that novel, Holding Their Own, is that it talks about a couple escaping from Houston, a family escaping from Houston during a collapse scenario, and everything in the book is factual in terms of what kind of equipment and gear you would use to survive. So it's kind of like a, you can learn about survival while you read fiction. Then I found this product in HEB the other day. This is a new drink called NeuroSleep. NeuroSleep, put your brain to sleep. And it actually has Z's right here on the bottle. Z's, go to sleep now. And if you look at the ingredients, guess what's in it? Sucralose, the chemical sweetener, and sodium benzoate, the chemical designed to turn everything in this bottle into a complete dead zone. Its job is to kill everything in the bottle and make it sterile. NeuroSleep, in case you're too awake. Drink some of this. Okay, enough of that. Toss that out of here. Get it. All right, next we have some unpasteurized fresh juice from Central Market. Look at this warning. I don't know if you can even see the label, but it says, warning, this product has not been pasteurized and therefore may contain harmful bacteria that may cause serious illness in children, the elderly, and persons with weakened immune systems. Now, notice that if you sell unpasteurized milk, you get arrested, thrown in prison, raided at gunpoint, and given $1 million bail in California. But here in Texas, you can sell unpasteurized products just by having a warning label on them. Gee, so why can't we have raw milk with a warning label and have our choice? Okay, the government doesn't want to give you a choice. So they selectively outlaw the raw milk while they let corporations like HEB sell raw juice just with a little warning label. In fact, I think I'm going to drink this juice and see if it kills me. Because that's what the FDA says. You drink unpasteurized products, you might die. I'm going to drink this on the break. It's making me drool. It's so good. It's got beet juice in it. Oh, it might protect me from Fukushima fallout, too. That should be a crime. All right. Next item is an SOS. We're sending out an SOS for humanity. This is something that we've just released on Natural News. SOS stands for Stop Out of Control Science. And you can find that information at sos.naturalnews.com. This is an infographic, highly informative infographic. I encourage you to read and share. And the point of this is that it distinguishes between good science, which is a quest for understanding, and I am a huge proponent of good science. I'm scientifically trained, and it distinguishes between good science and then dangerous science, which is science that is done in the quest for profits and power at the expense of humanity. I'm not going to go through every single element of this, but if you go to that infographic at sos.naturalnews.com, you are going to get the 5 levels of dangerous science. There it is on prisonplanet.tv, level 1 through level 5. Stay there on that slide for a second. I want to talk about level 4 dangers. These are self-replicating systems that are a danger to humanity. GMOs, my friends, are self-replicating genetic pollution. So it's different from chemical pollution. Chemical pollution is like Corexit in the Gulf of Mexico. That's bad, but it doesn't replicate itself. If you dump Corexit into the Gulf, it doesn't make more Corexit. But if you dump GMOs into the open environment, they replicate. They make more GMOs. They cross-pollinate with the crops and make more seeds that are contaminated genetically. And that can never be recalled. It can't be put back in the box. We're going to be dealing with genetic pollution on this planet for the rest of life on this planet. We're going to be dealing with that. And nanotechnology could become self-replicating in the near future. Weaponized vaccines are self-replicating because they contain live viral strains sometimes, and that replicates in your body. Dangerous stuff. Science, when it's misused, is a danger to humanity, and that's the point of that infographic, so spread the word on that. Thank you for helping to protect humanity. We've got a lot more straight ahead. We're going to be talking to a raw milk mom under attack by the state of Minnesota. Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Some information resources where you can learn more or stay up to speed on a couple of topics here. Since we have been covering Fukushima today, I want to mention these two websites, enenews.com. Got some good information there. Of course, you're always going to find the most breaking stories on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm stunned at how fast Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and everybody is there. They sometimes are days ahead of when I can even get a story posted. But another website out there is called enformable.com, E-N-formable, F-O-R-M-A-B-L-E.com. That's a pretty good website. Also, we're getting ready to go on to the topic of raw milk and the assault on the rights of American citizens in Minnesota, even the raw milk moms. This is a whole new event. I know we've covered this issue in California before and other states, Pennsylvania, for example, but this is a whole new deal. This is a new attack in Minnesota, and a website where you can get great information on that is called thecompletepatient.com. Thecompletepatient.com. I read his website. I use that guy as a source, Gumpert, for some of my reporting as well on naturalnews.com. And you'll probably see some of his stories quoted on Infowars.com as well. What's great is, you know, we all cooperate. We're all patriots for freedom, for liberty, for truth, for, you know, just the fundamental American liberties. And I love how we all cooperate in this alternative news industry. There's a little bit of infighting, but, you know, those people are just really insignificant in the big picture. Those of us who cooperate and work together for a common truth and justice, liberty for the people, that's what really matters. And so those are some of the websites that are important to see along those lines. Now, in this segment, we're going to be joined by Melinda Olson. She is one of the four moms, I believe it's four, in Minnesota that has received a threatening warning letter from the Minnesota Department. Is it the Department of Agriculture? We'll find out. A government department. And they are warning her, they're going to criminally prosecute her if she continues to allow her home to be used as a drop-off point for raw, fresh milk being delivered by a local Minnesota farmer. And she joins us by phone today to tell us about this experience and how she's being threatened and how she's standing her ground and calling the bluff of the government to say, no, you're not going to take away our rights to choose our own healthy food. Melinda Olson, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
And thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for joining us. You prefer to be called Mel or Melinda?
Mel works great.
Okay, sure. Mel. All right, tell us what happened, what led to you receiving this letter, and what does the letter say?
Well, as you stated previously, I provide a space in my garage as a drop-off point and a picking up point for people in my community and my friends, family, neighbors, to pick up food from a farmer of their choice, so that it's, you know, it's a convenient place for them to be able to pick up on it allows for people to get the food that they want to feed for their families in a convenient way. I have to say, Mike, that actually it's 10 individuals in Minnesota. 10 separate people have gotten a warning letter from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Oh, wow. Okay, the MDA, that's the acronym I was looking for. Tell us what is in this letter, because I've read it, and maybe you guys can post it for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's linked from my story on that. This letter specifically talks about criminal charges or investigation. What does it say?
That's right. After citing several statutes that the state or the MDA believes that I am in violation of, they state toward the end of the letter, after reviewing the evidence gathered during the investigation, MDA has determined that the issuance of this notice of warning is appropriate. MDA warns that should you continue to sell or distribute unpasteurized or other foods illegally in the future, you will be subject to administrative penalties, criminal prosecution, or other enforcement remedies available to MDA.
Gunpoint raids.
I'm sorry?
I was interrupting with gunpoint raids. That's what they mean. When they say other, they mean raided at gunpoint. That's what they mean.
Well, you know, Mike, there was a friend of mine who has the exact same role for a farmer in Bloomington, which is a town just a city south of me. It's about less than 10 miles away. And in June of 2010, she had armed officers with a criminal warrant investigating, harassing, invading her home for 2.5 hours for the exact same issue.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that this is happening in America today, Mel. I appreciate you having the courage to get on the air and describe this situation. I've got a lot more questions for you, but overall, this is unbelievable. You are, farmers are delivering food just to your garage so that your neighbors, other moms who want to feed their children fresh, raw, unpasteurized, wholesome milk, they can just pick it up because there's not a retail store anywhere. You're just a drop-off point. And then the state of Minnesota is saying this is a crime.
Right. They conducted an investigation and they cite me for distributing and selling milk. Well, I don't ever touch anyone else's product. I don't touch the money. I don't see how I qualify as a criminal for providing space in my home.
My
garage.
No, of course not. There'd probably be less of a penalty if you were distributing meth out of your garage. I mean, the cops would probably just ask for a cut and then leave you alone. But boy, if you do food, oh my God. raw food, real food, farm fresh food. Now you're a criminal. You're gonna be fully investigated. You told me on the phone the other day that family-based farming is becoming criminalized in America. What exactly did you mean by that?
Well, I have in front of me, I have some charges against a farmer that I respect, and I have a lot of honor for him. He's I'm looking at the counts that he's facing, 9 criminal misdemeanor charges. Let me just read some of them. Sale of improperly labeled frozen food, sale of unpasteurized milk, sale of adulterated food, sale of ungrated butter, sale of unpasteurized cheese, sale of food without a license, and the last one, operation of a dairy plant without a permit.
What's this farmer's name?
They are criminalizing farmers for honest toil that has been the backbone of our country for 200 plus years.
Yes. Yes, well, that's it. It's the war on America's farmers. It's the war on America's family. It's the war on America's culture. The Obama administration tried to outlaw family farms where you couldn't have a 14-year-old son learning to drive a tractor. I drove tractors for my granddad when I was 14. This is part of America's culture, and it's under attack, just as you say, Mel.
You know, the last count that he has against him is operation of a dairy plant without a permit. And can I just say that dairy plant is on his property? It's private.
It's a milking
and
station.
What he produces there is produced for private contractual relationships between consenting adults, people who have deliberately, thoughtfully, intentionally made a point to seek out products that are healthy for their families. That's the kind of food that he's producing, and that's what is currently, if we continue on this trajectory, it will be against the law to produce.
No, this is outright complete communist takeover of America's farms. That's what it is. It's total communism. It's in America. America has been taken over by the banksters. America is being led by someone who isn't even qualified to be president. America has been occupied. We are occupied, and the communist takeover of the farms has begun. It's happening in California. It's happened in Michigan. With the Julie Bass issue, the front yard gardening, the pigs, the feral pigs issue with Mark Baker at Baker's Green Acres. It's happening now in Minnesota. It's happened in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all over the country. Farms are under attack. It's outrageous. There is a rally Monday morning at the Minneapolis courthouse in defense of this farmer. Please, Mel, tell us about that rally so we can get some patriots out there to help support this farmer.
Okay, the farmer who's on trial in Minnesota on Monday morning at 9 a.m. In Hennepin County, his name is Alvin Schlangen, and he faces 4 counts of criminal misdemeanors, which each come with a possibility of fines and several, I think, up to 90 days in jail for each count if he's found guilty. And his charges are extremely similar to the ones faced by another farmer that I read to you just previously. We have a rally in support of him at 7 a.m. on Monday morning on the grounds of the Hennepin County Government Center. And this is a chance for Minnesota moms and others to join us and to take a stand and to say, we will not comply, we will not back down, and we will not be intimidated or be caused to fear that the sourcing food for our families that we believe has integrity, is whole, is locally produced, lovingly raised. We will not back down from continuing to get those foods for our families.
It's the best.
No matter what regulatory oversight tries to say.
Absolutely. Good for you and good for the other moms who are standing up. Well, I want to encourage viewers to visit the website that covers this, that has more details, rawmilkfreedomriders.wordpress.com. I believe that's it. See if you can bring that up, guys, there in the command console, rawmilkfreedomriders.wordpress.com. And I know that they are covering this event. This is a red alert call to all patriots, farmers, every American in Minnesota who wants to help defend the integrity of America's culture, the right to access real food. Be there Monday morning, 7 a.m. The rally begins on the steps of the Minneapolis courthouse there in the capital of Minnesota. Mel, what else is happening at that rally? Do you know exactly what the plan is? Are they unveiling a declaration of food independence or something like that?
That's right. There'll be a declaration of food independence, and it will be revealed, read aloud, and attendees in Minnesota and anyone else who would like to join us and would like to sign will be welcome and invited to put their signature on the Declaration of Food Independence, stating that we will be taking back the right to foods of our choice.
Absolutely. Well said. Very well said, Mel. Now, what do you how are you going to challenge this letter? Have you replied to the Michigan government, the communist tyrants who are threatening you? Have you replied to the letter yet, or do you plan to? What actions are you taking to protect your family against their threats?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask. In the immediate future, of course, we have the rally, and we have a really exciting workshop. I think one of the things, the strengths that we have here in Minnesota and around the nation is solidarity. And one of the ways that we'll be showing solidarity is the rally, and we're also building unity in a workshop. And I'm really excited about that because it equips us, it inspires us, it will give us tools to use as we stand up for our rights. And what I'm doing on a personal level, you know, it's funny, Mike, but I find myself, like today especially, wandering around, making sure all my doors are locked, making sure my back door is secure. And I find my eyes roving up and down the street, wondering who's driving by. I have happened to see, you know, local police force driving up and down my road, I would say, a little more frequently than usual.
Yeah, well, it's because you have the right intuition. You have mother's intuition that the government is the criminal element. You know that they're the danger to you, your family, your freedoms. You are right to do that. Lock your doors. The government might be out there. They're worse than the criminals. They are the criminals. They're taking away your rights, taking away your food, threatening you with ridiculous letters, destroying America's farms. They have become the criminal communist element that's trying to take over America today. They've got to be stopped, and this rally could be part of it. So I'm glad you're on board with this. I thank you for being here, Mel, for being on the air.
Well, it's, you know what? It's absolutely my honor to be able to stand up and advocate for the freedom to choose foods of our choice and to advocate for these farmers. There's persecution going on here in the United States, and I don't know how aware the public is that we have a group of people who are being vilified, who are being criminalized and marginalized, intimidated, and forced out of business. And these are the people who have been the backbone of our country and what our freedom was founded on. I have so much respect and so much honor for these men and these women who day after day continue to produce these amazing, nutrient-dense, wonderful foods.
Yes.
And they do it, and farming is not easy anyway. And they do it in the face of this daily persecution and the threat of intimidation, harassment, and criminalization of their efforts.
Absolutely. And I want to send a prayer out right now to a man who I know is listening, James Stewart, in California today. He continues to face persecution in California as well as Sharon Palmer there. That's the Rawson food case. I can tell you that there will be breaking news about the Rawson case next week. I don't want to get into the details. It will be shared on InfoWars. I'll get the information over to Kurt and Paul Watson and Alex Jones. There will be breaking information coming out to help those individuals. We are being persecuted. You're exactly right, Melinda. And I this morning I milked goats before I came in. I bought goats. I am now, I guess I have a raw dairy operation on my own farm now. I guess they could come in and arrest me for having a dairy plant without a license, you know, because I milked a goat.
Right. Did you know in Wisconsin, if you produce milk, it's my understanding that the current climate there is that if you produce milk and it's raw, you are not allowed to bring it to a private, like if you, let's say you have a farm in the country or the rural area, and then you have a private property in town. It's against the law for you to bring milk that you've produced yourself on your own property and drink it on your own property if you're inside city lines.
Unbelievable.
And if it's raw.
Wow. So now you're going to be arrested and imprisoned for food smuggling, your own food.
You're right. I've heard the word fascist applied to these kinds of circumstances. And it really is amazing. I wonder someday if I will end up laughing about this right now. It's so serious. I can't. But we're talking about milk.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. Fascism is the right word. It even reminds me of Naomi Wolf, who warned about the 10 steps to fascism. And she's been a very, very popular speaker about those issues from the left side of the false political paradigm. But she was right as well. And this takeover of America's farms, this is one of the 10 signs, essentially, of the rise of fascism, the corporate-controlled, oppressive police state government running theater security events all over the country to scare everybody into submission. You know, Geraldo Rivera just went on the record, said he was raped by the TSA. I don't know if that's the right exact word for it. I don't know exactly what went on in his pants there, but I maybe it's not a rape. Maybe it's a sexual assault, but those are his words. This is all coming out now about how oppressive and brutal and completely illegal the government has become.
That's right. And it's up to us. You know, it's really, it's up to us to set the standard, to say no, and to take a stand for what we know to be our rights and our personal freedoms and our personal liberties. The time is now. Once it's gone, it's a lot harder to get back.
The time is now. Absolutely, Mel. Once again, a call for everybody in Minnesota to join this rally Monday morning. That's May 14th, I believe. Yeah, May 14th, 7 a.m. at the steps of the Minneapolis, Minnesota Capitol Courthouse building. There it is. It's on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Mel, what other sources of information do people need to tune into? Can you give us some websites or blogs where people can stay informed, or have I already given those out?
You know, you've cited the ones that will be most current and most up-to-date and provide the most thorough information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, great. Any final thoughts that you would like to add, Mel, about your experience or your advice to other moms who may be involved in raw milk for their babies and they're afraid of being threatened?
Well, first of all, I would say get rid of the fear, throw it out the window, because what you are doing is absolutely right. It is righteous, and it is sound, and you have right on your side. So don't fear, and don't back down.
Well said. Melinda Olson, thank you for being on the show today, Mel.
Thank you very much.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. A lot more straight ahead. Alex Jones Show, yeah. We're coming back with a lot more. Stay ahead. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Thank you.
what an incredible show we've had today. It's not even over yet. And if you think about it, I've got all these stacks of news on Alex's desk here. We've only been able to scratch the surface. We've covered maybe 10% of all the news that we could have talked about today. There's so much more out there. Some breaking issues that I've just got to touch on here. Number one, you know, Laura Presley is running for city council here in Austin. She is the pro-Ron Paul candidate. She's the anti-fluoride candidate. She's been a guest on the show. For those of you listening in the Austin area, please get out there and vote. Get out the vote. We've got to get good people into office, people who represent the people instead of the corporate sellouts. You know, this city gave a multi-million dollar tax bailout to Apple Corporation, Apple Inc. Like Apple needs money. One of the wealthiest companies in the world. So they took money out of the taxpayers from Austin and just gave it to Apple. That's insane. I could talk a lot more about that. Here's another thing. Cop kicks pregnant woman in the stomach. This is in Georgia. An incident occurred. This is Steve Watson has this article on Infowars.com. When Officer Jared Wheeler was called to the pregnant woman's home, and he eventually kicked her. Oh, man. He kicked her right in the pregnant stomach area, and she could not believe that a police officer would kick her right in the baby. Oh, man. He claims he didn't know she was pregnant, but 9 months pregnant, how could you not know? Right. How could you not know? Another thing is I'm going to be hosting InfoWars Nightly News tonight, so we got some big issues there that we didn't even get time for today. Finally, another issue is GlaxoSmithKline fined over vaccine trials after 14 babies are dead. This is in the Buenos Aires Herald. Buenos Aires Herald, as we say in English. BuenosAiresHerald.com. GSK fined over vaccine trials after 14 babies dead. Killing a few more babies? That's just the history of medicine. What's unusual about that? More vaccine trials. More evil adjuvants that destroy your brain and lobotomize you. There it is. They've got it up on screen. Also, I saved a few minutes here because I want to offer some personal commentary about the Second Amendment. And I haven't spoken out enough on the Second Amendment in the past. And I want to be on the record with my absolute support for not just the Second Amendment, but of course the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. All of these are very important, but none of them would be possible without the Second Amendment. I am a firearms owner. I have been licensed to conceal carry since 1996. I've taken training all over the country for firearms. I'm competent, and I abide by all the firearms laws and regulations that do exist, so I don't have any illegal, you know, firearms, if there is such a thing. I guess there is under current law, but I do abide by all the rules, and I own firearms legally. And I want to give out a message to those who maybe aren't into firearms, the rights yet. You have no idea how many people are concealed carrying out there and thereby keeping you safe. When you go out to the Walmart or the grocery store or the gas station, there are people all around you with concealed carry firearms. People like me and others like me who are law-abiding citizens. Many are former active duty military. Many are active or off-duty police officers. Many are just intelligent, informed, patriotic supporters of America who are into protecting innocent people. And we carry firearms, and by doing so, we help keep everybody safe. We're not trying to be cops. We're just citizens who are informed and who understand the Second Amendment and who support it. I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and that's what's going to keep our country safe. So keep it legal, man. That's crucial. Thank you for everything today for joining us. I always enjoy hosting, and watch InfoWars Nightly News again tonight. The rebroadcast of this show begins now. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.